Good morning and welcome to the Jay Kumimba podcast. It's our privilege again to welcome you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome to the year 2022. This is our very first session of this year, and we are so excited for the year ahead, for we know the promises of God is upon our lives. God has promised us that this year it's a year of the true worshiper. So if you know you are a true worshiper, remember that this year is for you. So keep watching, that God may bless you. Keep watching, keep praying and watching, so that when the blessing of God comes, you are ready to receive it. So we are so excited again today. We're going to have another session, and if you may recall very well, this podcast is specifically to talk about love, faith, hope, and forgiveness that is in Christ Jesus. I'm sure you remember that very well. We've spoken last year about forgiveness. We've spoken so many times about a lot of sessions. We heard about forgiveness. We heard about the love of God on display and our love for God, and so on and so forth. And we're going to start again soon with the topic of our faith. And before we go to the topic of faith, God is laying to my heart as I was studying, learning about faith. There is something that God taught me about faith. Faith is only based on the promises. So we're going to talk about the promises of God concerning our lives. So you have to know about the promises of God concerning your life. So before we go further, let us pray again. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this wonderful moment. We thank you for this opportunity you've given us again to hear from you, to listen about things of the Spirit. Lord Jesus, guide us in the Spirit, lead us in the Spirit as we listen, as we're being taught by the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and say, amen, 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 and amen. May the Lord bless you. So please, I pray that you get your Bibles ready. We're going to read and we're going to move on. And there are also some biblical verses or passages that I'll give you to read at your leisure time. At your own time, you can read that. So we want to talk about the promises of God in our lives. As I was studying about faith, trying to understand what is the faith of God, and we know that the faith of the Bible comes absolutely and solemnly from God and His Word. And His Word, that His Word can be the promises. The Word of God are His promises. So every one of us has a promise that is received from God, and that promises make the basics of our faith. The fundamentals of our faith is the promises of God. Without the promises of God, there's no really faith. The Bible says He has promised us eternal life. That's why we believe in Him. That's why we are following Him. He says, come unto me and I'll take you to the Father, because I am the mediator. I am the way between you and eternal life, between you and God the Father. So we believe in that promise and we follow Him. We accept Him as our personal Lord and Savior, and we receive faith from Him. So us receiving the promises from Him, trusting in that promises, we receive faith from Him in exchange of our trust coming from the promises He has given us. So that I can say, without the promises of God, there's no real faith. Without the promise of God, there's no real faith. We have faith in God because God has promised us eternal life. God has promised us peace. God has promised us several things. That's why we believe in those promises and we have faith in God. Without further ado, let's go into the book of Joshua. Joshua, if you have your Bible, please tune into the book of Joshua, chapter 14. But I recommend that you read from verse 6 all the way to the verse 15. But for now, we're just going to read Joshua chapter 14. We're only going to read the verse 10. So at your leisure, you can read from 6 to 15. Let's read in the name of Jesus Christ. Now then, just as the Lord promised. Take note of that. Now then, just as the Lord promised, He has kept me alive for 45 years since the time He said this to Moses, while Israel moved about in the desert. So here I am today, 85 years old. I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to the battle now as I was then. This is the history of, or the story of, the Israelites as Moses sent them to go out to go spy on the land that God has promised them, Canaan, that the land that God has promised them. So As the promise came unto them, they believed, they held on to this promise. You know the history of Abraham. Abraham was promised the land. He himself stepped into that land, but the land came to his great-great-great-great-grandchildren. So this is the promise of God. The Bible says when the 12 spies went out and they came back, only two of them believed that what God has promised them was able to give it to them. That was Caleb and Joshua. The rest did not believe. The rest, they came with a bad report saying that we look like grasshoppers in front of these people. But Caleb and Joshua, they believed in the promises of God. They had faith and they came with a good report and say, regardless of what happened in that land, regardless of the people living in that land, what God has promised us, we have a faith that He is faithful. He'll keep up to His promises. We'll have it one day. The Bible says, on that very same time, that very same day, the voice of the Lord came upon Moses and promised to Caleb that since you came with the good report, since you have accepted, since you have stood in faith strong, that land on which you stepped on, that land shall be given to you. This is the promise. The Bible says 40 years later, now this promise came to pass. As the promise came to pass, Caleb now stood claiming up the promise to Joshua and say, you were there when God spoke about this particular place that shall be given to me. And God has kept His promise. And today I am. He has kept me strong, just as strong as I was 45 years ago. I am still strong today, just as I was that day when the promise came. So we get to understand that the basic of the promises of God become now the pillar of our faith. What God has promised has given us the strength to march on, has given us the strength to go forward, believing in God, in what He has promised. That faith comes from that. That our faith is strengthened regardless of what we are going through, regardless of what we may be facing. When we have the promises of God upon our lives, that promise increases automatically our faith in God. If God has not promised you something and you are claiming it by faith, know that you are wasting your time. That particular something you are looking for, there will be times, difficulties that you will not be able to handle. But when God has promised you something and you stand up on that promise, you chase that promise of God, know that promise God will provide the strength, and that strength will increase your faith in Him. And that faith shall bring it to pass. The same thing we see with Caleb. That very same promise of God became the basic of his faith, became the foundation of his faith in Christ Jesus, because there was a promise. And we understand that without the promise of God, there's no really faith. Without the promise of God, there's no really sense of faith. There have to be a promise of God in your life. Do you have the promise of God upon your life? The faith that you have in God, it is based on the promises that God has given you? That's a question mark. If we may go to the book of Romans chapter 4. We're going to read the book of Romans chapter 4. We read in the name of Jesus. Romans chapter 4, and we read the verse. Romans chapter 4, we go from verse 20. We read in the name of Jesus Christ. Yet he did not wither through unbelief. Regarding the promise of God, this is Abraham they're talking about. He did not wither through unbelief regarding the promises of God, but was strengthened in faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had promised to do what he had promised. That God had the power to do what he has promised. Sorry, if I may read that again in 21. But being fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he had promised. This is Abraham. Abraham was promised the promised land. Abraham was promised to be the father of many nations. But the Bible says his body was good as dead because he was 100 years old. And the wife as well was almost 90. The body was good as dead. But Abraham did not weaken through unbelief. Abraham stood up on the promises of God. And the Bible says he was strengthened in a faith and gave glory to God. Very, very well said. The promises of God give us the strength. The promises of God strengthen our faith, strengthen our belief in God. Do you have the promise of God upon our life, upon your life, rather? Do you know what God has promised you? Is your faith based on just sense knowledge, or is it based upon the promises of God? Are you believing in Jesus Christ because he has promised you eternal life? That's very good. What about the other stuff you are believing in? You believe that God will make you successful. You believe that God will give you that house. You believe that God will give you that business. He will make rich and this and that. Has he really promised you that? Do you know the promises of God upon your life? Start by knowing the promises of God upon your life. Once you know what God has promised you in life, no matter what comes, sickness, disease, pain, trial and tribulation, you will stand strong. You will come on top because God will strengthen your faith, just as he strengthened the faith of Abraham. Regardless of what he was going through, regardless of his body being 100 years old, regardless of his wife being almost 90 years old, he did not weaken in faith. He did not weaken in unbelief. He was very strong because he was fully persuaded that God had the power to do what God had promised him. His faith was strengthened. Your faith shall be strengthened once you know what you are looking for is based upon the promises of God. The Bible says in the book of Luke, in the book of Luke chapter 2, if you read there from 22 to 32, the Bible says this is Simon, the man of God. It was promised to him that he will not die until he sees the salvation of God coming, until he sees Jesus Christ coming. The Bible says, led by the Spirit, he went to the temple. He saw Jesus Christ. He prayed for Jesus Christ. Then he said, now that the eyes of the servant of the Lord has seen salvation, now I may go in peace. He understood that he will not die until the promises of God are fulfilled in his life. I'm sure he went through tough pains. I'm sure he went through difficulties. I'm sure he went through many things, trial, tribulation, temptations. But he still stood strong because he knew the promises of God will come. He was a very old man. His faith was strengthened. Regardless of what he may went through, he was still standing strong, waiting for the promises of God. When he received the promises of God, he said to himself, now the servant of the Lord shall go in peace, may depart in peace, because I have seen what God has promised me. The basics of our faith should be the promises of God. And the promises of God is the word of God. The Bible says faith comes from what we are hearing. What is that? The word of God. The word of God are the promises of God. Have you received the promise of God upon your life? Is your faith based on the promises of God? Find that from God. It's not too late. God still speaks. He can still give you a new promise. He has a promise upon your life. He has promised you something. Find out what is that the Lord has promised you, and that shall impart your faith. That shall give you strength. That shall encourage your faith. Even when you're going through trials and tribulations, your faith will still stand strong, for God has promised and he will not lie. If we read from the book of Numbers chapter 23, we read 19 and 20, or Samuel chapter 1, 15 and 29. You can read at your own time. So it's Numbers chapter 23, verse 19 to 20 and 1 Samuel chapter 15 and 29. The Bible says God is God. He does not lie. What he promised is what he does. He's not a man to lie. He cannot change. What he promises, that's what he will do. What the Lord has promised, that's what he will do. Find out what is that he has promised. When you know the promises of God upon your life, you will be at rest. Your faith will be strengthened. It doesn't matter what you are going through. You may be going through pain. You may be going through difficulties. You may be going through killer disease. But when you know that you have a promise of God, that God has promised you that in 2030, he will do something great for you, you will not be moved. You shall be strengthened through disease. You shall be strengthened through pain of the past. You shall be strengthened through whatever. You shall be strengthened through lack and want. You will know that God has promised you something. And that promise, knowing it shall impart faith, shall strengthen your faith, and you shall stand strong. I will strongly encourage you that know what is that the Lord has promised you. What is that you are living for? Are we just going around and claiming things that God has not promised and we are weakening in faith? Are we claiming things that God has promised and that our faith are being strengthened, just as Moses, just as Abraham was? Let's find out what is that the Lord has promised to us. Because without the promises of God, there is no real faith. Without the promise of God, there is no real faith. It means absolutely nothing. If you are believing and trusting in something that God did not promise you, you are being delusional. But when you are believing in what God has promised you, you shall be strengthened in faith, and you shall come on top. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord bless you for tuning in. I hope and I pray that this message shall bless you in the midst of the hearts, shall find a place in the midst of your heart, in the name of Jesus. I leave you in faith, and I pray that I shall find you again in faith, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that you strengthen your people in faith, but the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, that you show us, Father, that is what is that which you have promised us, that will impart strength upon our faith, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we don't want to believe in what you have not promised us. We don't want to trust in what you have not promised us, but you want to believe on what you have promised us, Lord. It is the promise of God that makes the basic of our faith. Without the promise of God, our faith are nothing. Without the promise of salvation, without the promise of eternal life, our faith are nothing. Lord Jesus Christ, we believe in you, for you have promised us eternal life. We follow you, for you have the word of life. Just as you said to the disciple in that book of John, that you may also go. Peter said, Lord, where can we go? Where should we go? It is you who has the word of life. Lord Jesus, indeed, you have the word of life. Father, speak the word of life upon us. Speak the word of life upon us. We shall receive it as promise. And these promises shall strengthen our faith in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 May the Lord bless you for tuning in. May the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray that you also share with others who may be blessed through these messages, in Jesus' name. Thank you, and God bless you. Bye.